This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I remember when I lost my mind. Well, the Davos Group meeting in the last 2 weeks, and they hit the panic button and have announced an end to many of their BS restrictions to make people go to sleep and stop demonstrating and stop waking up to the crimes they've committed, because they'll push and push and push until they build opposition they know that's so great that it's going to overpower them and overtake them. Then they back off, hoping we go away. Hey, listen, murderers. Listen, you little criminals. You're never going to get away with this. You think we're going to let you just launch the next cyber attack you're saying to turn everything off? You think we're just going to let you say that, oh, no truckers can drive in the U.S. or over borders unless they've had the deadly shots, but illegal aliens can? And illegal aliens can drive trucks without the shots? You think we don't see through the hospitals all shutting down because you had to fire half your employees in many cases, at least 20% on average or higher, because they wouldn't take the poison shot because they saw what it did to people? Don't you get you're not going to get away with it. But I'm not trying to reach out to the psychotic globalists. They're getting off on this. They're fully committed. They're going all the way to the wall. They got a lot of tricks up their sleeves. I want to reach out again to all the fools out there that serve the system that think you're part of this and have been playing games, because I'm seeing major numbers and major issues and major red flags showing that the globalists are in trouble, the check engine light, and that their own people are defecting. And that's good. Join humanity. Here's a Paul Watson report. I'm going to get more to this later, but I've got a major message to those serving Satan on the other side. Stay with us.
World Economic Forum founder and world's number one Dr. Strangelove impersonator, Klaus Schwab, asked his fellow globalists a question during a recent summit about the stumbling blocks that are preventing their beneficent, all-loving, great reset agenda from coming to fruition, which fact checkers have graciously reassured us has absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with a secret plan by powerful technocrats to make themselves more powerful. And what possible reason could we have to doubt their sincerity? But answering Schwab's question, this was the response from one of the panelists.
At Davos a few years ago, you know, the Edelman survey showed us that the good news is the elites across the world trust each other more and more. So we can come together and design and do beautiful things together. The bad news is that in every single country they were polling, the majority of people trusted that elite less. So we can lead, but...
That's Mary Woods, Professor of Global Economic Governance at the University of Oxford. The comments were actually made at the World Economic Forum's Great Narrative Conference back in November. Although the clip you just saw is going viral on Twitter right now.
The majority of people trusted that elite less.
Ordinary people not trusting the elite? Oh no, how dreadful! How could that possibly be? Could it have anything to do with the fact that the ultra-rich elite used the pandemic to enact the biggest wealth transfer in history, widening wealth inequality to levels never seen before, as they raked in vast profits while small businesses went bust? In the UK alone, lockdown pushed 900,000 people into poverty, while the rich got 54% richer. Could it have anything to do with elitists in countries across the world brazenly flouting the very same lockdown restrictions that they demanded be imposed on everyone else, creating a new servant class of mask-wearing mutes while they parted it up totally maskless? Could it have anything to do with the elite buying remote luxury properties, in some cases entire islands, to further distance themselves from the general public, while we were told we weren't allowed to leave our tiny houses and apartments? Could it have anything to do with the elite pressuring big tech to smear, silence and deplatform prominent people who question the corona narrative? Could it have anything to do with elitists laboriously lecturing us about our living standards, energy consumption and travel habits, after having arrived to do so on fleets of CO2 spewing private jets? Could it have anything to do with those who ask such questions being belittled, demonized and treated like trash? Also, referring to yourselves as the elite sounds pretty weird.
The elite
sounds like something a creepy aristocratic bad guy in an old Bond movie would say. And maybe, just maybe, That's why people don't trust you.
It's a big club, and you ain't in it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to break. We're going to come right back, and we're going to hit it hard. Stay with us.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
It's Sunday, January 23rd. The year is 2022. I am your embattled host. Very thankful, very humble that you have commissioned me in this fight. You have my commitment to go on to the end, whatever the cost may be, to quote Winston Churchill. But all I can promise you is blood, sweat, and pain before the victory. But I can promise you this: humiliation, death, and total enslavement, and the annihilation of our species if we don't fight back. You can sit there and play whatever games you want, but we're on a planet in space orbiting a sun. We have incredible potential, and we are under attack, as the Bible told us, by a fallen one with his operatives working through humans to destroy us before we go interstellar. And once you understand that, everything makes a lot of sense. Human-animal clones have been going on for at least 40 years, all public. Massive CIA, multinational, deep state pedophile operations, even in DW.com and New Yorker magazine, decades after I specifically told you what they were doing. Because I talked to people that exposed it inside the government before the government was run by the criminals at every level at the top. Ted Gunderson and many others. These are people that have signed on to the destruction of humanity because they hate humanity and they like it. And they are aided by dark spiritual forces. That's an ancient way of saying interdimensional forces that are arrayed against us. But once you're aware of that and call on God to give you aid, God will give you a mission. And it doesn't mean your body is invincible, but your spirit will then be invincible. But you've got to make that decision and the enemy will know it. And the enemy will not have power over you as it did before. But you will have no hope against this without God. Zero. All right, let's get into it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I always say this must be Greg Reese's best report, but they just get more and more powerful and frightening, and they get more and more documented. And again, I was aware of Dr. Yeadon, the former chief scientist at Pfizer, and these top statisticians were crunching all the VAERS numbers, and the UK has their own VAERS, and the EU numbers, all showing similar numbers. Doubling of heart attacks, 20 times increase in certain cancers, massive infertility, multi-thousand percent increase in heart attacks in young people, myocarditis. But about 5-6 months ago, they started honing in on the issue of why certain lots of the vaccine was being sent to certain areas and not, and some would be small lots, some would be giant lots, and so they began to track that. And it's 90-plus percent public, but part of it's come out of lawsuits, the documents, and you've seen the FDA ordering, via federal order, the release of a lot of documents, that it's very specific that the deadly lots are the ones that they put expiration dates on because it does expire. Saline, there's no expiration date. So people will get shipments, the military, Walgreens, you name it, and they go, they don't ask questions, but only select groups are allowed to administer it. They go, some have asked questions. We've seen pharmacists quit and go public and say this. Yeah, we'll get a bunch that says don't refrigerate. It's the same company, Pfizer, Moderna, you're supposed to refrigerate. And we get a bunch of others from them that says do refrigerate. And we see our patients get really sick with certain lots and not with others. So Yedon and other statisticians went in and looked at this. And they conclusively proved that certain lots are placebo and others are mutagenic and others are a kill shot. Now, I've got all this other incredible news, but I just want to impress on you that I'm not risking my life because I think things are hopeless. I believe in you. But we don't want just a million views like it's gotten in a few days at band.video for Greg Reese's report. We want 50 million. I'm not doing this to lose. Get it? Send it to your whole email list. Text message to at least 50 people. Print off copies, deliver to the police station. I don't care what you do. Call the local talk radio. I don't want the credit. I don't care. Get them off of their butts and get them researching this. Do what I did. When I saw this Friday, I went and I researched it, and I confirmed it, and then I dug deeper and confirmed it, and then I dug deeper and confirmed it, and I found stuff worse than they say in this. And I remembered the Japanese 8 months ago started testing the Moderna and Pfizer shots and banned different lots and said, yeah, it's weird. One lot's got all this in it. Another lot has all this other in it. And then their scientists looked at it and said, there's a whole bunch of gene editing in here. There's not one mRNA sequence. There's not one order. There's a whole bunch. And it's not an accident. They'll look at a whole lot. It's all exactly the same thing. It's not like they made mistakes. And then a whole other lot's saline. And a whole other lot's this. I mean, these people are sick. And they sit back with all their computers, wargaming, whatever it is they're doing with this. And that's a whole nother discussion. And it's a cocktail of things. Tax fertility, creates cancer, causes mutations, causes double helix break in the DNA, the worst type. Blood clots, heart attacks, heart swelling. I mean, this is just a damn witch's brew. Yeah, there it is. Daily Mail. Why Japan banned MMR vaccine? I mean, you don't really see that on the national news, though, do you? They banned it. Japanese are less than 10% vaccinated. They're not stupid. They're not afraid of medicine. They do their research, though. You know, they're weirdos. They like to read things. They do their own research. I told New York Times told you, don't do your own research. Don't. It's bad. Remember the headlines? Don't. No. Just go drink a margarita like Saki said. And, of course, the news said, oh, well, they're banning it because it's contaminated. It's not contaminated when it's on purpose. If somebody rapes you, they didn't accidentally ejaculate into your body. They did it on purpose. And that's what this is a biological rape of humanity. And these scum think it's funny. They love it. And what do they tell you? All of the little priests from Hollywood and the big tech and all of them, all the different Democrat and leftist scum from Greta Thunberg to that other child star, snot-nosed Leonardo DiCaprio, that we'll all be dead in 2030 if we don't do exactly as they say. And then they have a document saying they want to depopulate 80-90% of it by 2030 called Agenda 2030. And then they have Operation Lockstep. And it's their declaration of war on us. And then Prince Charles 2 months ago goes up and gives a speech to the Davos group and says, we are declaring war on humanity with a great military operation to save the earth from the humans. This is the greatest military operation ever. More funds than exist on the planet to execute this operation against them. His father swore to kill you and your family. His father said, when I die, I want to come back as a particularly deadly virus to kill 80% of the public, in one quote. In another magazine, he was asked again. It was in Reuters and the Autobahn. He first told Reuters, they said, can you elaborate 2 years later? This is back in the 80s. And he said, yes, I want to come back as a particularly deadly virus to contribute to overpopulation. 80% minimum. You think these people are playing games? You think Prince Philip just shot his mouth off when he was raised in Germany under Hitler's command? You think these people are playing games with you? You better grow up, folks, and you better figure out who they are. Because if you don't wake up and say no, you deserve to die. But what about the children? They don't deserve to die. Everything I just said, you can look up and confirm. Oh, you didn't know the Queen of England's husband was a Nazi? You didn't know his cousin, the start of the Bilderberg group, was? Prince Bernhard? Yeah. But let's explain this. The Nazis were just a spinoff of this group. We'll be right back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
To the town of Albury rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip. The stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was early in the morning when he rode into the town. He came riding from the south side, slowly looking all around. He's an outlaw, loose and running, came the whisper from each lip. And he's here to do some business with a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. In this town there lived an outlaw by the name of Texas Red. Many men had tried to take him, and that many men were dead.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. All I can offer you is the truth, nothing more, as Morpheus says in The Matrix. All I'm offering is the truth, nothing more. But it's better, I can tell you, than going along blindly under these evil people's controls. I was just thinking during the break how crazy it is that the King of England, he was made the King of England, but he had to abdicate because he openly worked for Hitler. He was German, he was raised in Germany. It's like Queen Elizabeth. And then he stepped down, and then her husband's a Nazi. And then we sit here and wonder why they're doing this to us. I mean, they're heavily involved in this too. And then you've got Prince Charles's younger brother connected to Epstein. I mean, Prince Charles's top lieutenant was Jimmy Savile, a Satanist pedophile that raped and murdered children on record in a sex dungeon. And maybe you think, if you're a TV viewer, you're looking at an image from The Hunger, that vampire movie that's pretty well done, back in the 1980s. And no, that's really him. And if he looks like a vampire, maybe it's because of the main bloodline of Count Dracula, who is not a literal vampire, but is the spirit of Satan in Bram Stoker's Dracula, which is a fictional account of the spiritual nature of this family. Now, that's all mainline history, by the way. The average person doesn't know it. PhD history, people know that. But that's the evil we're dealing with. So if you wonder why they're trying to corrupt your DNA, why they're trying to kill you, why they're trying to attack you, while they're doing this, it's because they're demons from hell. And Jeffrey Epstein worked for them as a butler, just like Jimmy Savile did. I don't want to go off on a jag about them. I want to get to the mind control. Here is a mass formation psychosis Karen at the big anti-mandates police state rally, anti-police state rally, with hundreds of thousands, if not half a million, they're saying, in D.C. today, resist the mandates event. And here she is screaming and yelling, calling him white supremacist, and saying they're going to kill her because they won't take the shots. Funny, if you've had the shot, I thought you're protected. Oh, no, you're killing her. She loves Big Pharma. She's hysterical. Here it is.
Stop invading our territory! Go the f*** home!
the richest, powerful city in the world, sucking off America, Washington, D.C., with the liberal communist girl. It's our territory. If you're a TV viewer, here's the sickening footage of a little girl that would kill a baby, of course, trying to put a big, thick, basically pillow over its face. This isn't Godfather 2 where they're murdering Hyman Roth with a pillow. This is the psychotic behavioral psychologist breaking the social contract with the public and literally teaching children they're dirty and they're evil, that they've got to wear filthy muzzles over their faces like this that's sold in stores in Austin, little buddies. And it's a big, thick face diaper. On the back says, don't wear it if you can't breathe, and don't sleep in it, it can kill you. Oh, little buddies, little muzzles. You're a prisoner now. Keep your dirty mouth shut. This is the dystopia they offer. Why would anyone want to go along with this? Now, this clip you're about to see is from Rand Paul on Fox News. They are pulling this everywhere. This scares the hell out of them, because I told you, he's the next domino to fall. He's a medical doctor. He knows it isn't a vaccine. He knows it doesn't work now. He knows he got conned. He knows it's causing heart attacks. He knows it's killing kids. And he's coming out saying it's medical malpractice to go after young people with this vaccine. This is a bellwether event. Here is the censored clip.
Further undermine parents. The first bill out of the California newly formed vaccine caucus would allow children 12 and older to receive vaccinations without their parents' consent. Senator, we know they've wanted to put a wedge between children and their parents for a long time on a lot of issues, but this kind of takes the cake.
I believe it's medical malpractice to force vaccines on children, particularly adolescent males. We now have the scientific evidence that shows the risk of myocarditis for young males is greater for the vaccine than it is for the disease. We also know that the death rate is closer to 1 in 1,000,000. We also know that the more you get the vaccine, the higher your risk of myocarditis. So 90% of the myocarditis came with the second vaccine. What do you think it happens when you give them a third vaccine? I think universities like Chicago, Princeton, Yale, that are mandating young males get a third vaccine, I think they're going to be open to liability if any of these boys, these young men or women get myocarditis and, God forbid, dies. They're going to be open to liability because they're going against the science. But you have such left-wing academics whose head are in the sand and just think, oh, Dr. Fauci wants us to do it, we should do it. They're not thinking about this, but they're going to be open to big-time liability for forcing this vaccine on kids.
Now, if you go back 2 years ago, I laid out how they would say you need multiple boosters, how it wouldn't work, how it would hurt a bunch of people. And then when it did, the people that gave it to their kids, the left, always deny they've done wrong. Never admit when they're wrong. I'm wrong all the time. I admit it and want to change. And so they're doubling down defending it. Do you think that Karen that thinks a diverse crowd with Robert Kennedy Jr., 500,000 people, they're now saying, do you think they're really white supremacists? No, lady, they're not white supremacists. People that love freedom and medical freedom and a sovereign nation are not bad because they're not with the ruling class and big pharma, you idiot. But do you think she'll listen as all the information comes out? No, she'll triple down to the end of the world because she's the hero and you're Hitler, even though literally the people that created Hitler are running this. Let's hear from her again. And let me give you this lady a little tip here. Probably 70% of that crowd's liberals that are actually real liberals and don't have a death wish, you moron. And a little other tip. When you stomp your feet when you speak, that's what babies do. That shows you're an infantile moron. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
A riotous mob, whether they were present that day or were otherwise criminally responsible for the assault on our democracy.
Insurrections.
We will follow the facts wherever they lead.
Domestic terrorists.
The days of independent media are numbered. The government has made it illegal to oppose them. They are now debanking us behind the scenes. They want to bankrupt us and make us go away quietly.
with practically half the population wanting to lock the unvaccinated up in camps. The traitors know they can shut us down by force, but that would accelerate the awakening exponentially. So be it. Make them silence us by force. This is the final battle of the information war. Give now. Buy products. Donate. Before everything changes, we need you to carry us through to the end. Victory or death. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
For seeing their little reset and going as well as they thought. The tyrants always think they got it all figured out. They always think they're invincible. But most of the time, they end up getting a tiger by the tail. So let's lay it out. I remember when they stole the election from Trump, and it was as clear as day, and we had all the evidence, and none of the judges would hear it because they're a bunch of cowards. And then it got where it was supposed to be heard in the U.S. Senate, where 4 years before, Pelosi done the same maneuvers to try to have an investigation and block Trump's win. But then it was illegitimate. This was legitimate. But even if Trump was wrong, you have a constitutional right to do this, and that's what was happening, that was what was going on. Their idea that you can't challenge elections, that it's some type of terrorism, is pure garbage. But now see what's happened. Yeah, they're shredding the dollar, and they got the borders open, but America is waking up more than ever. The world's waking up, and even the Democratic Party is now throwing Biden completely, absolutely under the bus, because they want to move on to whoever it is they're planning, Big Mike, Michelle Obama, whoever, to run coming up in 2.5 years. But they'll announce within a year or so, right after the midterm. So careful what you wish for. If we'd had a violent revolution and tried to keep Trump in, they could have had a civil war. They would have probably won, and then they would install somebody like Biden basically forever. Violence is not the answer. Understanding and awakening is the answer. And I said that before January 6th, and I said it after January 6th. And I said, they're not going to have a coup. Governor Newsom hasn't been executed and isn't at Guantanamo Bay. This is all deep state through 8chan, through these systems on record, trying to get idiots to go to D.C. and have a shooting war so they could really expand the police state takeover that they wanted January 6th to be, but it didn't go as bad as they wanted it to with their provocateurs. And it's come out they had over 1,000 armed feds there and stood down. It's come out they refused Trump the National Guard. It's turned out all that, and they don't want that to be discussed, but it is being discussed. So good luck trying to frame me for it, or Owen Schroyer, or another member of our crew they've arrested, because the American people know the truth about what's going on. Now even Newt Gingrich has gone on television, on Fox News, and said that in the end, it's basically going to be the Democrats that should worry about jail time. I don't even care about putting Democrats in jail. They're puppets. I want people in the political system to stop being suicidal, ladies and gentlemen. To stop going along with the globalists. To stop being part of this. We're going to play it in a moment. And it's a very, very important video the GatewayPundit.com has posted. After a year of Biden, shocking number of Americans think country is on the wrong track. And that's skewed national polls that poll on average 15% more Democrats. NBC's Chuck Todd, Biden no longer seen as competent and effective. CNN demolishes Biden in brutally honest assessment. But that's because he was always put in to then fall apart and take the blame for their agenda crashing America so they can give us another Democrat savior. We've got to transcend Biden and realize he's a puppet. Wayne Root's written a key editorial. It's also up on InfoWars.com. It's also GatewayPundit.com. We are in a civil war. It's a war of good versus evil, and Democrats are the Confederate South. Newt Gingrich, lawless Democrats face real risk of jail for laws they are breaking when GOP takes over. I'm going to play that in a moment. But first, I'm not going to play the clips. We're out of time here soon. But Psaki came out and said that she works for Obama and that Build Back Better, so is Pelosi, is Obama. Because it's true. Obama is still running things. Obama is in his third term. Expose that. This is all illegitimate. Oh, look, no jail time for leopard print clad man who scaled Capitol on January 6th. His mom blamed Rush Limbaugh. Really? And Alex Jones for fueling his anger issues. Yeah, nothing the Democrats do is a problem. Not burning down all those different cities and stuff. No, mostly peaceful protest. Here's another article now confirmed that Trump authorized National Guard but was blocked. And it just goes on from there, ladies and gentlemen. And I saw this video that I'm going to air next hour, that I and others shot a bunch of these on top of the roof during the so-called insurrection. As a million people are milling around up and down the road, Pennsylvania Avenue, a tiny fraction went in the Capitol, and they're all blamed as terrorists. And the FBI has visited more than 10,000 people and arrested some that were just there. So that footage is coming up. I'm going to host part of Sunday Live in the next hour, and I'll be getting to all of that and some more of the delusional Q stuff. And again, I'm not attacking people that might have gotten sucked in by the Q thing. I'm begging you to have common sense, and I'm begging you to realize that that is a psyop modeled off the Russian Bolshevik plan to find out who their opposition was and trick their opposition into committing crimes so they could arrest them in Operation Trust. And the saying was, trust the plan, as we one go, we all go. As one goes, we all go. And when I read that in the Russian a few years ago, I couldn't believe I'd missed it. That they're literally Bolshevik 2.0, run by big banks, just like the attack on the Russians was, is literally running Operation Trust today through Q, and they're trying to reconstitute Q camps run by the Southern Poverty Law Center and others under the watchful eye of leftist arms of the Justice Department to cook up new forces to launch new attacks, just like Elohim City and Oklahoma City. And that's what the Attorney General was the overseer of in 1995. He was the head of that project. That's why he's the Attorney General now, because their only hope is to provocateur or stage events to have a civil war to blame the American people and to try to discredit the election. And that's what Biden's saying, is we're not going to have a legitimate election if Republicans win. We got to federalize it now, and Republicans are about to blow stuff up. No, we're not. We're nationalists. We're populist. I'm not even a Republican. I just want to use their party to take the country back. The last thing we want strategically is violence. Don't you dare say that. Don't you dare push that. Don't you dare. You're not going to get away with it. We're watching everything you do. And so are good people in law enforcement and good people in the Justice Department. Here's what Newt Gingrich had to say about it.
Welcome back. I am back with former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich. Newt, you were out with an op-ed recently titled, "The Wolves Will Become Sheep." Walk us through that op-ed and what's taking place right now in Washington.
Sure. Well, you have both with Attorney General Garland and with this select committee on January 6th, people who've run amok. They are breaking the rules. They are going after people in a way which is reminiscent of the British monarchy using closed-door systems that we outlawed deliberately because we'd seen it. We knew what it was like. And they're running over people's civil liberties. And what they need to understand is on January 4th next year, you're going to have a Republican majority in the House and a Republican majority in the Senate. And all these people who've been so tough and so mean and so nasty are going to be delivered subpoenas for every document, every conversation, every tweet, every email, because I think it's clear that these are people who are literally just running over the law, pursuing innocent people, causing them to spend thousands and thousands of dollars in legal fees for no justification. And it's basically a lynch mob. And unfortunately, the Attorney General of the United States has joined that lynch mob and is totally misusing the FBI. And I think when you have a Republican Congress, this is all going to come crashing down. And the wolves are going to find out that they're now sheep. And they're the ones who are, in fact, going to, I think, face a real risk of jail for the kind of laws they're breaking.
Well, this is such great analysis. Meanwhile, you see more Americans leaning to the right in the face of all of these policies.
Well, look, the Democrats are losing on two fronts. They're losing on a reality front. I mean, every time you go to buy gasoline, you're reminded they're incompetent. And they're losing on a policy front. People don't want a socialist, left-wing, radical America. So they have a two-front fight. They're going to lose both fronts. And I think it's going to lead to one of the largest tsunamis in American history as they get thrown out.
Yeah. All right, Newt, it's great to catch up with you.
Absolutely,
please come back
folks, but they're going to stage terror attacks to blame us. They're going to do that.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Nootropics is a fancy way of saying brain pill, and it is the fastest growing market in supplements in the world for good reason. There are a lot of amazing compounds out there, some healthy, some not, that do incredible things in our brains. And we've tried them all, we've researched them all, and we will not sell you anything that is linked to any problems or any type of toxicity or any type of extreme hangovers. Because I'm not saying some of our brain products, you won't have a little bit of a letdown once you take them, but that would just be a lie. But these are very, very clean, the compounds that God gave us that are good for you. And one of our best sellers is back in stock, Brain Force Plus, a good, clean nootropic, a good, clean brain pill. You can find stuff that's stronger, but it's not good for you. This is a high-quality system. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. It's sold out for a long time at 40% off. So get your Brain Force Plus today at InfoWarsStore.com and help keep us on air. Thank you so much, and I'll see you out there.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Segment of the regular Alex Jones Sunday edition, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. But I am going to be hosting part of, with Owen, Sunday Live, 6 to 8 p.m. We started that about a year ago now, and it only has 6 minutes of ads an hour for local stations. We don't have any network breaks. A lot of stations are picking it up. I have the huge Russia war news. What's really going on behind that? I'm going to start off with also the designed collapse of our infrastructure and energy sector with more blackouts now being confirmed and food shortages. You need to know what's going on. That's coming up at the start of the next hour. I'll host 30 minutes, and then Owen Schroyer is going to take over. Now, what we know about the COVID police state rollout globally is that if we have speech, we can defeat these hysterias they create. But that's why down to the grade school level across the Western world, they are teaching children that speech is evil, that speech is bad. Here's some very important headlines right here. This is just today. University of Washington's Inclusive Language Guide, what a nice way for saying censor system, says grandfather housekeeping are problematic. See, all basic language is evil. University puts trigger warning in the UK on Orwell's novel 1984 over explicit material, trying to restrict it from the students. I mean, this is 1984. And that leads us to liberal radio host Jimmy Dore warned censorship of Alex Jones was just the beginning. The full 10-minute report is up on InfoWars.com. We won't have time to air it all here, but I'll add it in post when this is re-uploaded to the full show tonight. But Put on screen for me, please, the Rolling Stone article that he talks about, because they've gone and removed this photo now from the Rolling Stone article. But I remember one day last August when this came out, Joe Rogan texted to me and he said, have you seen this BS? And I said, no. And I said, wow, so they're saying thousands of people have been turned away with gunshot wounds in Oklahoma, even though they don't get thousands of gunshot wounds hardly a year. And it's in August, but they're wearing coats. You scroll down and show the full photo. And they're wearing coats, and none of them have gunshot wounds. And it's a photo, it turns out, from somewhere totally different before, the year before. So again, ladies and gentlemen, this is the level of deception that we're dealing with. Because I remember calling Joe, and I go, what do you mean? He goes, well, don't you see it? It's August, but they're wearing coats, and they're don't have any gunshot wounds. He goes, obviously it's fake. And I go, yeah. And Chrissy Lee got in her car and she got on the phone and she, you know, got Oklahoma hospitals to say no one had gotten sick and no one had died and it was all fake and there were no lines and there weren't people being turned away with gunshot wounds. And we forced them to do that. And I wasn't name dropping Joe Rogan. The point is that I would look at that photo and not even think, why is it a lie? Joe's even going deeper now off, look, they're don't have gunshot wounds. That's not lines of ambulances. Why are they wearing coats in August? This is how stupid they think we are. And they took that photo off their original article that they had to then correct. But that's how these people operate, folks. And the level of lies is just so easy to even see. So here's Jimmy Dore laying out just some of what's happened.
He's in the news every day. He has the most popular show in America. He gets 11 million views per episode. There's no show comes close to that, right? That's like going back to 1974 and All in the Family kind of numbers when there was only three TV stations. You know? So, and now everybody's up in arms because Joe Rogan offers an alternative to the big pharma-funded narrative around COVID. And so the big pharma-funded news outlets are freaking out. Well, they tried to smear him before, right? So CNN lied about COVID. They lied about ivermectin. And Joe Rogan got him, had Sanjay Gupta on the show face-to-face. And Sanjay Gupta had to admit that CNN was lying. And Joe Rogan was correct about ivermectin. Gupta tells Joe Rogan CNN shouldn't have called ivermectin horse to warmer. People still do that like it's funny or something or clever. It's not. It's the opposite of both those things. You're repeating a lie, which is but was made up by Big Pharma.
They should do a PSA.
They
should have a PSA that teaches you how to say no to ivermectin from your doctor when he wants to give it to you. No way, doc. That's horse dewormer. Say no, then go.
So Joe Rogan, Joe Rogan, when he gets a doctor from CNN on, he schools the doctor, not the other way around. And now this is the new thing. Doctors call out Spotify over Joe Rogan spreading false and societal harmful COVID-19 claims. The Spotify has a responsibility to mitigate and the spread of misinformation on its platform. The company presently has no misinformation policy.
They want him to put a mask on Joe Rogan. Spotify. Cover Joe Rogan with a mask.
Joe Rogan does a comedy podcast. Joe Rogan is literally a comedian who announces guys fighting in cages, and he does a podcast. And now they want to censor it. Do you see how far we've come from Alex Jones? Do you see how far they went from Alex Jones to the president of the United States to a Kennedy, and now they're going to the number one show in America? It's just Alex Jones and then everyone and anyone else who steps out of line. And by the way, so they say 250 doctors. Well, 16,000 physicians challenged the 300 who currently accuse Joe Rogan and others of spreading misinformation. And this big thing of 250 doctors reminds me that there was 100 authors who were against Einstein when he came out with the theory of relativity. That doesn't mean anything.
Why did they hate science?
Why did they
hate science? Why did Einstein hate science so much?
So this is the real reason all this is happening. Joe Rogan is getting 11 million views per episode. CNN Primetime doesn't even get a million. He's not 100% bigger than them. He's not 200% bigger. He's 1,100% bigger than over. And by the way, his podcast with Dr. Robert Malone, who they tried to censor, got 40 million downloads or views. 40 million. So this censoring thing isn't working. It's doing the Streisand effect. Why? Because people trust Joe Rogan. They don't trust establishment news. They trust Joe Rogan. And they should. And they should distrust this news, because this news is all bought and paid for. I love this meme. Look at me. I am the mainstream now. Yes, he is. What is the definition of mainstream? It's just like somebody tried to tell me Donald Trump isn't.
He makes a lot of other good points. The full interview, or the full little 10-minute segment, is at Infowars.com. But why is this important? Well, we were getting conservatively in 2016 20 million viewers a day, as big as Limbaugh ever got. So we finally matched Limbaugh, which was not my goal in life, but that's a big deal. And then on election week, we had 87 million IP addresses hit us, and we had 30-something million people on election night come in. And the system saw that, and they said, okay, it's over. Get rid of him. But they were admitting later in the Wall Street Journal that the plan was to get Alex Jones and Julian Assange, and once the left put up with Assange going down and the right put up with Alex Jones going down, they would destroy everybody's free speech. Remember the old nursery rhyme? Jack Sprat could eat no fat, and his wife could eat no lean. So between the two, they licked the platter clean. And now they want Joe Rogan. But it doesn't matter. They'll take Joe Rogan off the air. I don't think they'll be able to. And there'll be 10 more that just get that big, because people don't want to watch Brian Stelter. They don't want to watch Chuck Todd on NBC. They don't want to watch Joe Biden. They don't want to watch Jen Psaki. They don't want to watch Angela Merkel. We don't like Barack Obama. We don't like Jeffrey Epstein. We don't like Queen Elizabeth. We don't like Tom Hanks. We don't like Brad Pitt. We don't like you. We hate you. Hollywood is dead. The Democratic Party is dead. And they want to take us with them. And all I'm asking the people in government and corporations and everywhere is just stop kissing the New World Order's ass. Because there's always a new level. They always move the goalpost. How much you got to serve these people? And now they're going to stage terror attacks and try to have a civil war. So I'm letting everybody know, I'm not part of this. I'm not going to get in the middle of this with a dying, corrupt empire. I want a pro-human future. But pray for peace, folks, and get the word out and share these articles and videos, because InfoWars is the tip of the spear and the trailblazing operation put here by you and God's will. So thank you. InfoWarsStore.com. Forgot to plug it. If you don't fund us, we won't be here. Plus, we got great products. All right. Sunday Live coming up. If your stations don't carry, you can find it at InfoWars.com/show and FreeWorldNews.tv. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.